The end.
It's the wake up call.
106.5. The end.
It's the wake up call.
Oh, Mariah. Yes, yes. So, Mariah Carey, she has the voice of an angel and the brain of a baby. Not my words, those are the words of doctors.
They go, hey, baby brain. Hey, Mimi.
And we're talking about this because now, I feel like we've talked about it before, but Mariah Carey was recently on a show in England, and they brought up the fact that there's a rumor that exists that Mariah Carey doesn't believe in time. Let that wash over you. She doesn't believe in the passage of time, the concept of it, the construct of time. I'm just going to play the audio because it sounds like I'm making this up.
Mariah, is it true you don't acknowledge the passing of time?
That is true.
What do you mean by that?
I just don't.
I love how they're already laughing.
Of course.
What do you mean by that?
I don't believe in it.
What? Do you mean time zones? Or
No, just time.
Just time.
Just time. Hold on, there's more.
Okay.
Time, so no clocks.
No.
No, just not into that.
Yeah, I don't, let it go.
Do you celebrate your birthday?
I don't have a birthday, no.
Anniversaries?
Anniversaries, yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Okay, so anniversaries, yes. Birthdays, no.
And also clocks, absolutely not.
No clocks.
Unnecessary, don't need it.
What makes your children grow? We don't know. We're unsure.
Okay. First of all, this is the most Mariah Carey thing I've ever heard.
It really is.
It is. She is so far removed from reality.
Yeah.
That she is somebody that can say she doesn't believe in time.
Yeah.
Now, if you told me that she doesn't believe in time because she can't tell time, I would believe you.
I would too.
But also,
like when you're an elementary school kid, look at the clock, look at the hands.
Right.
What time is it? Nope, that's not right. Try again. That's not 13 o'clock. No, there's not even 13 up there.
But I also feel like if Mariah Carey told you, I don't believe we're on Earth, I would believe that she believes that.
I would too. You know, before I heard the audio, I was thinking to myself, man, when I woke up today, I didn't want to think that I'd understand what Nick was going through. But I do now. You can't stay with somebody like this. How do you maintain a relationship?
How does she get anywhere or do anything? Or does she? Like, if you also found out that Mariah Carey never leaves her compound, everything and everyone comes to her, I would believe that too.
I mean, that sounds like your fantasy.
Okay. Is that a Mariah Carey reference?
It is not. It is not. You know, but here's why I think this is all, if you're just joining us, Mariah Carey doesn't believe in time. And confirmed it. Here's why this is nonsense. Beyond the fact that, like, it is nonsense, but why Mariah Carey does believe in time.
Okay.
There is no person on this planet that is more attuned to the Gregorian calendar than Mariah Carey.
Because of
every December, it's like pass and go in Monopoly for her.
She's back.
Yep. The Queen of Christmas gets a big fat check for $10 million.
That she knows it's December. You are high. She gets a big fat check every day.
Well,
she thinks every day is December. She thinks that.
But you don't think she notices that the checks are a little bit
hell no.
Higher?
She doesn't notice anything. She doesn't notice it's daytime, Gavin.
I'm sorry. Day what?
Exactly.
Day what?
Light out and dark out is what she calls it.
Right.
Okay, guys. If you want to go to bed, just know it's dark out.
Yeah, it's dark out. That's a good point.
If you think she is clocking when it's Mariah Carey season, you are dead wrong. Also, she thinks it's Mariah Carey season every day, too.
That's a great point. That is a great point. So, okay. So we do believe this.
Oh, I absolutely believe this.
What's it?
Imagine trying to do anything with her, which leads me to my next question. Do you think she has any friends?
No.
I don't think she has any real friends.
I don't think she has any friends.
Yeah. I think she has people that she thinks are her friends.
I don't think
they're
that
really
either.
Like servants and like people who hold her dog and people who who hold her bags, and then other people who actually do know what time is and make sure she gets to appointments. You know, and how would you even have that conversation? Kevin, imagine Katie doesn't believe in time, but you have to get her somewhere by 3 o'clock and it is 2:45. So how would you start that conversation?
I would tell her, go outside. If you see your shadow, you need to go.
Like the groundhog.